All right, welcome. We're going to discuss banks and financial institutions. First, we'll start with commercial banks. A commercial bank is a type of financial intermediary and a type of bank, an institution which accepts deposits, makes business loans, and offers related services. Commercial banks also allow for a variety of deposit accounts, such as checking, savings, and time deposits, known as CDs. These institutions are run to make a profit and are owned by a group of individuals. Commercial banks occupy a vital position as they provide funds for different purposes as well as for different time periods. Banks extend loans to firms of all sizes and in many ways, like cash credits, overdrafts, term loans, purchasing, discounting of bills, and issue letter of credit. So banks play an integral role in capitalizing operations throughout any economy. So when people need capital to run their business or to start up their business or to continue operations, they're going to come to the bank, and the bank can service them in different ways, like cash credits and different loans and lines of credit, right, to help them maintain business operations. The interest rate charged by banks depends on various factors such as the characteristics of the firm and the level of interest rates in the economy. In previous videos, I think we talked about Treasury interest rates determined by the Federal Reserve, and banks have their interest rates, take their interest rates off a measurement of a 10-year Treasury bill, and then that's your basis for your cost of debt, and then, you know, your credit worthiness will increase your interest rate moving forward. The loan is repaid either in lump sum or in installments. So lump sum or installments. You can pay it over a number of years, or you can pay it back in a specified time, however you and the bank work it out. So bank credit is not a permanent source of funds, though banks have started extending loans for longer periods. Generally, they are just used for short to medium term loans. My experience in the banking industry, my segment in banking was funding construction loans in commercial real estate, and a lot of times we would fund 3 to 5 years in hopes that the loan would be taken out in agency, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. So we would short-term financing 3 to 5 years. Hopefully it would get taken out by agency. It would then extend out 15 to 30-year repayment terms. The borrower is required to provide some security or create a charge on the assets of the firm before a loan is sanctioned by a commercial bank. Okay, merits. Information supplied to the bank by the borrower is kept confidential, therefore maintaining secrecy of business. You want, if you are working for a bank, you want your client's information to be kept confidential, kept secret, so that you can have a reputation of trust, and people want to do business with you because you are maintaining their confidentiality. It is an easier source of funds as formalities such as issue of prospectus and underwriting are not required for raising loans from a bank. Most banks will underwrite your loan at some in-depth analysis. Some loans will get scrutinized greater than others, but most loans will go through some form of underwriting. Since the loan amount from a bank can increase according to business needs and can be repaid in advance when funds are not needed, it is considered as a flexible source of finance. Timely assistance provided by banks to businesses by providing funds as and when needed. So let's look at the demerits of a commercial bank. Extension or renewal of funds is uncertain and difficult as they are generally available for short periods. The procedure of obtaining funds is slightly difficult as banks make detailed investigation of the company's affairs, financial structure, etc., and may also ask for security of assets and personal sureties. Right, a lot of times they're going to have covenants inside of a loan that says you have got to perform by this date and have this debt service coverage, and you need to make sure that we're not leveraged at a too high debt to equity ratio, things of that nature. And if you are, you will have to probably put more equity into the game because the bank will not surpass usually a certain debt to equity ratio. In some cases, difficult terms and conditions are imposed by banks for the grant of a loan. For example, restrictions may be imposed on the sale of mortgage goods, thus making normal business operations difficult, right? So they want to make sure that they have collateral. They want to make sure that they are going to get repaid. Financial institutions. Both central and state government have established a number of financial institutions all over the country to provide financing to businesses. They provide both owned capital and loan capital for long and medium term requirements and supplement the traditional financial agencies like commercial banks. These are called development banks, as these institutions aim to promote the industrial development of a country. In addition to providing financial assistance, these institutions also conduct market surveys, provide technical assistance, and managerial services to people who run enterprises. So the merits of financial institutions. Unlike commercial banks, financial institutions provide long-term financing, just like agency, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. These institutions also provide financial, managerial, and technical advice and consultancy to business firms besides providing funds. So they're more beneficial than just providing money, providing capital, right? They're going to give you guidance, forward guidance on how to run the operation. Goodwill of the borrowing company increases the capital market by obtaining a loan from a financial institution. Consequently, it is easier for such a company to raise funds from other sources as well, right? It does not prove to be much of a burden on the business, as repayment of a loan can be made in easy installments known as an amortization schedule. Again, demerits for the financial institution. Rigid criteria is followed for the grant of a loan by financial institutions. Very rigid, right? They want to make sure that they can get paid back. That is the biggest thing that they are worried about, is getting their principal amount paid back. The procedure becomes time-consuming and expensive due to many formalities. They want to make sure that you are a strong candidate for long-term financing and that you have a strong business model in place, and that if your loan is for 30 years, that are you going to be in business for 30 years? Restrictions are imposed on the powers of the borrowing company by the financial institution, such as a restriction on dividend payments. Financial institutions may restrict the powers of the company by having their nominees on the board of directors of the borrowing company. So they may have a board spot, right? These long-term financial institutions may have a board spot, right? And they can navigate how the board votes, right? And they can make sure that the board votes in favor of the financial institution over the borrowing organization.